Hi, and welcome to another podcast from The Human Diver, where we are looking to apply counter-errorism techniques in diving. By that we mean human factors and non-technical skills. Our goal is to give you the knowledge and skills so that your dives are safer and more enjoyable. The podcast is a mixture of short podcasts based on the blogs we have and longer podcasts, which will be interviews or discussion topics. Show notes will be provided so you can dig deeper if you want. Ready to jump in? This is the second part in a series of four blogs which looks at building psychological safety within your instructional setting or fun diving environments. The first part was on inclusion safety, where I showed how to increase the chances that your team members will feel included by creating the right environment. Research has shown that once team members feel inclusion, they will start to look and see how safe it is to make mistakes and what happens when mistakes are made. Note that mistakes in this context don't have to be traditional mistakes involving the execution of the skill, but could be as simple as saying something out of turn and the team saying something to put them down. In a training environment, learner safety is critical. Students are expected to make mistakes as they are learning something new. How instructors or peers respond matters. The concept of a student implies that we are learning. We are all on a journey of learning in diving. We can never know it all, especially as new techniques, tools, and knowledge are developed. This is the mindset we want to personally develop ourselves so that we don't get arrogant or complacent in our learning. Use the word student with your team, even when you are the instructor. Help your team understand that while we may become skilled and develop skills and knowledge, we are always learning and will never arrive at a place of permanent competency. One of the most powerful ways to encourage others to learn is to share what you are learning, share the topic, the insights, and most importantly, the joy and satisfaction you have gained in the learning process. Your optimism and enthusiasm for learning is contagious. If you are an instructor, at the end of each day, consider sharing what you personally learned that day. You can reinforce this by running a team reflection at the end of the day using the question, "One thing you learned today and why it was important," and you start the discussion. Make it specific, not general. If you are specific, then others can see you thought about it rather than a glib general statement. If you are fun diving, consider running a debrief using this template. It's hard to learn from mistakes if a team has a culture that hides its mistakes. I get this is hard in the diving community for the reasons identified in the last article. Take the opportunity to mention some of your mistakes, laugh at them, and share what you learned from them. Don't just focus on the outcomes though, look at the conditions which led to the event. We can't change outcomes, but we can change or influence the conditions. As the leader, when you share your mistakes or issues, you will encourage others to be more comfortable sharing their mistakes and trying to learn from them. Talking about failure and showing vulnerability are crucial to encourage others to learn. A failure is evidence that one of the team is learning through trial and effort. As long as team members fail within defined limits, you should encourage this behavior. Indeed, as an instructor, you should be creating safe-to-fail environments if you are creating thinking divers. We should recognize that failure is not the exception, it's the way forward if we're going to be improving and pushing the limits. We often learn more from failure than success. When a team member fails and learns from it, celebrate it. Communicate the accomplishment to the entire team. Potentially, at the end of the day, when you are covering the "what one thing did I learn today," failure is normal, so destigmatize it by celebrating the failures, how they were detected, and how they were corrected. It's normal to encounter questions, problems, or challenges in the course of normal workflow, be that on a training course or on a fun dive. What do you do? Unless it's an obvious solution, teach your team to formulate a learning response, not an answer, to the problem, and then ask a colleague to give feedback, not an answer. This habit will create a team norm of collaborative learning, which increases learner safety. This technique is essential to create thinking divers. As an instructor, you will not be there in the real world when your students graduate. As such, they need to understand how to solve problems using the information, context, and tools they have. Every day is a learning day, as long as we realize that we can do amazing things because we continually improve. However, to do that, we need to have an open mind with a growth mindset, not one which is fixed. If you are developing and pushing your boundaries, then you will be failing at some point too. If you are the leader or instructor in an environment where you have the potential to make mistakes, create the environment where you can learn from the mistakes, and if you can share them wider than your team so that others don't need to make the same mistake, even better. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about what was discussed in this episode, head over to the Human Diver website at thehumandiver.com, where you will find details about our education programs, the If Only documentary, the book Under Pressure, and the many, many blogs we have published there. If you think others should listen and learn, consider sharing the link. Thank you.